we were not going to be able to get the desired number of bids on the new building up there, and so they've extended a few weeks the period of time for contractors to work on a bid number, so we need to scratch item number one from the agenda. So that one will be on a future agenda after the engineers have got their work done. So we'll move on to item number two. We'll look for a motion to enter public hearing to receive public comment regarding an application for funding to be submitted to the Utah Community Impact Board pertaining to engineering, design, and construction of a new senior center in Huntington, Utah.
I move that we move into the public hearing.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to enter public hearing. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Aye.
Leonard, Sitford, aye. Okay, we're now in public hearing. Is there anyone from the public that would like to make comment?
I'll just introduce what it is. CIB requires this hearing because we're seeking supplemental funding, and they have some requirements that have to be voiced and discussed in the public hearing. I'm just going to read it. It's just kind of a summary of the application. So Emory County has submitted an application to the Community Impact Board in order to request supplemental funding for the construction of a new senior citizen center in Huntington. The need for a new senior center specifically in Huntington has become clear due to several factors. Currently, all of the food for the senior meal programs prepared at the senior center in Farron. And while the employees at the Farron Center do a fantastic job at keeping up with this program and are very appreciated, this is a heavy burden put on an already undersized center with a small kitchen capacity. Additionally, the current senior center in Huntington is not ADA compliant, which poses a large risk to our senior citizens, both with and without basic mobility issues. And the county doesn't feel that it's safe to have our seniors having to park along city streets and walking to the current center, only to be met with a facility that's undersized and difficult to access and utilize. Another factor in the decision to apply for supplemental funding is to create a facility that's going to allow our senior citizens to, and our director and our program, to host social events and activities that our seniors can attend, to better help provide some socialization, creativity, and a sense of community for the seniors to participate in. Currently, none of our senior centers are large enough to facilitate a very large activity of any kind. So the scope of the project is estimated to be about $2.5 million. Emory County intends to provide $1 million of American Rescue Plan Act. It's the ARPA funds that were allocated specifically for infrastructure such as this type of a project. We intend to request $1.5 million in supplemental CIB grant funding in order to complete the project. Currently, we don't anticipate any bonds associated with this project, as our request is for 100% grant to add to our supplemental funding that we are going to be able to contribute and match with. In the event that there are any change orders or issues that we come across that are significant enough to alter the engineer's estimated budget for the project, Emory County will work with CIB to try to provide additional matching funds or mitigate any funding issues that we would see. And that's pretty much what we're taking comment on. That's the basics of our application.
Okay. Any comment from within the room? Any comment on the internet? Okay. How long are we supposed to stay in public?
If there's no comments, we're
going to say any amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, seeing no comments for public hearing, we look for a motion to leave public hearing and go back to regular meeting.
I'll motion that we close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to close public hearing. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Sitford? Aye. Item three, discuss, approve, deny the meeting minutes from May 16th LBA meeting.
I move to approve the meeting minutes for May 16th, 2023.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from May 16th. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Clifford? Aye. Approval of any bills to be paid through the local building authority?
I don't think we have any.
No bills today?
We have some that'll be done in the next meeting.
Okay, so we'll move on from item four. Item five, ratification of signing amendment number one to the contract between Emory County LBA and the Utah Office of Energy Development regarding the Sandra Fell Energy Research Center. This is the money that we had received from the state of Utah. We used it for match monies for when we were going after the large grant with the state. When we were not successful in that grant, the money, it was determined to use the money for this new building, but it was going to sunset at the end of June, and so we did the paperwork with the state to get the first $1 million of that money sent to Emory County, and so we need to ratify today the paperwork that we sent to get that money here.
I move to the ratification of the signing of amendment number one to the contract between Emory County LBA and the Utah Office of Energy Development regarding the Sandra Fell Research Center.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the ratification. All in favor, Jensen?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Clifford? Aye. Item number six, any other business which comes before the board? Mr. Leonard?
I don't have anything.
Mr. Jensen?
I don't.
We will look for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
We got time to wait.